Welcome back, everybody. It's Michelle popping in to tell you exactly what this episode is all about. I'm excited to share another one of my standout women's spotlight series. The one I did about 2 weeks ago was so well received, and I really enjoyed those that popped in to tell me that they really liked the stories. They're very inspiring. So that makes me so happy because I'm going to be mixing a lot of these stories plus some how-tos because I think we need a mixture of both. But it's all about women, past clients, current clients, future clients, and even women who are just really out there owning their lane. Owning Your Lane is the title of the book that I'll be releasing and publishing, so excited, in October of 2024. And so along the way, I'll be sharing women who are doing the same and sharing their struggles, their lessons. So I couldn't be more excited to share the story of Katrina Ostman, the founder of Clever Ideas Marketing. She's going to share her struggle, like so many of us, and I've been there too, about just being so broad. And also, kind of behind the scenes, you know, she's enjoyed a lot of success with her business for more than a decade. And she realized sometime last year before she worked with me, oh my goodness, I really need to be out there and be the face of my business. But I'm kind of overwhelmed. There's a lot of conflicting advice, too much inner and outer noise. So like many of us kind of had enough. And so I was so excited when we got to work together because we really got deep into who she is, her values, what she stands for, what makes sense for her to really be positioning herself because she really wanted to go up and expand in her field and not just be known regionally like a lot of my clients. They set their sights on bigger opportunities to be known in their industry on a national level, sometimes internationally. When you're well positioned, these are all the things that are possible. This is a quick episode, but it really highlights my Own Your Lane roadmap. So if you're someone, a woman on the sidelines who is so ready to, you know, clarify that personal brand, amplify what you're doing, this is the service that I just love helping women get unstuck, get really clear, confident, credible, and just owning their lane that you don't have to look on the side and kind of be jealous or compare yourself. That is one of the most beautiful things when you own your lane. We're all here with unique talents, expertise, but I know it's so hard to figure that out on your own. That's why I'm the brand therapist and the founder of Standout Women. That's why I am here. So it's my honor, as I tell all my clients, to work with them because I get just as teary-eyed and excited as they do when we have that breakthrough positioning and get their messaging tight and everything just makes sense. And they're, you know, without sounding too cliche, on fire. So I can't wait for you to listen to this episode. Meet Katrina. If you're in the nonprofit marketing space, definitely reach out to her because she is doing some amazing work with the positioning and all the framework we developed for her. So if you like these stories, I would love to hear from you. If you have a topic or an idea for someone who would make a really good Standout Women series spotlight, reach out to me. I am always looking for amazing women who can share our message of impact, influence, profit, and fulfillment. So with that being said, let's get right into today's episode. Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. As a certified personal brand and PR strategist, speaker, and author, I'm here to empower you to put yourself out there so you can find clarity, build visibility, and grow your industry authority. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm your host, Michelle B. Griffin. And again, this episode is all about highlighting an amazing woman who is standing out and owning her lane. I'm really, really excited to have you meet one of my former clients and someone who's really building and rising up in her space. She's going to tell us all about her journey, the lessons learned, and what she's doing in her space. So welcome to the show, Katrina Ostman.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Excited to be here.
So Katrina is the founder of Clever Ideas Marketing. And for those who haven't met you yet, tell us a little bit exactly what you do, who you do it for, and how you're helping them.
I love to work with nonprofits. I think they have great stories to tell. They help so many people, and it can be really simple too, that sometimes you can overcomplicate it, but make it really easy for nonprofits to increase their reach and help them get more donors and volunteers.
When you came to me, we worked several months ago. You were working in the marketing field and you were all about simplifying marketing and making things really easy for your clients. But I think we were working on the issue that you weren't exactly focusing yet on nonprofits, or saying you were, but even though they were the majority of your clients, is that correct?
Correct. So I was trying to be everything to everyone, which is a good and bad thing. My intention was good. I wanted to help small businesses and nonprofits and do a little bit of everything, but it was just really hard when it was that broad to actually stand out or, you know, make a difference to anybody when you're trying to be spread that thin.
And you probably tell your clients the same thing, narrow down your niche or focus on one area. But yet when it's for us, it's so hard. It's like parting with our babies or something, or our favorite something. I mean, it's hard for me too. But as part of this relaunching of All I'm Doing, I'm really focusing on helping for a movement and a mission, women to stand out, you know, give them the roadmap and the tools. And that's much like what you do and why you came to me and how we work together. So the purpose of this spotlight series is to let people know what it was like, how you were feeling, and then some of your best advice for those who might feel the same way. Because you came to me because I know you were kind of feeling unsure and you wanted to be a bigger name in your industry. Because I know in your area of Michigan, you do a lot of work, you know, locally and regionally. So tell us about the story. And then I want to really hear about all the stuff you're doing in this new space and the new framework and all the things you're doing.
Yes, great. I've built my business up. It was kind of by accident that I'd worked in economic development and I'd met a ton of other small business owners and nonprofits, and thought that's the work I wanted to do originally, was work in a nonprofit. And I ended up just by accident, like I said, that businesses started coming to me and saying, well, can you help me with this one project, or can you help me with my social media? And so building a business that way is good and bad. I had clients right away, but I also wasn't very intentional about who I was working with or how it all worked. I kind of figured it out as I went along. And then the more that this grew, I just really started to struggle with coming up even with my own content, which again, great at doing it for clients, but to look at myself and I'm like, well, it was because I was trying to talk to so many different people and I was just stuck in a rut and trying to, yeah, talk to small businesses, or was I talking to nonprofits, or was I trying to just work locally? Was I trying to, you know, build my network online? And just so many options, and I wanted everything to be perfect. So nothing happened. I just sort of stalled out and I wasn't posting. I wasn't doing anything but my own client work, but that's not a great way to build or to, you know, to have a great plan in place. And again, something I would never let my clients do. But for my own work, I was just really slacking. So I needed that extra feedback from someone like you that understood where I was coming from and could really give me the outside perspective of, here's where you're at and here's some options for you and that we could work through together.
You know, isn't it so funny how we'll work so hard for a client and say, no, do this. I say this every day because I have to get help too. Like, I find it almost impossible to do everything yourself, especially if you're trying to plan a new pivot or go in a new area. You just have too much in front of you. So it's very, very common for people to feel like that. And then I think you just get to the breaking point. You're like, enough. I'm tired of feeling frustrated, held back, and all those things. I remember when we first started working together, all the things and all the work we were doing, I started finding that golden thread. I remember simplifying was like such a big theme for you. At one point, we were even kind of toying with the idea of marketing concierge, but then we really got deeper. We really uncovered your purpose, your passion, your backstory is all about nonprofits. I mean, you have that master's in nonprofits. You have your backstory is how you started in college, you know, working and volunteering. So everything about you is nonprofit. And then you combine your marketing expertise, having your business for 12 plus years now. It was just a natural fit to, drum roll, go to nonprofit marketing. So it was just beautiful. And I think one of my favorite things when I work with clients is to help them find some kind of methodology or framework or something to wrap what they do so it's easy and you can build an ecosystem. And so when we nailed on Nonprofit Marketing Made Simple, I was like, wow. And the domain was open, which is even more incredible. So tell me about that and that aha moment, how that helped you and what you're doing now with all this stuff.
Yeah, I think when you start to think about narrowing down, and it could make you really nervous about, oh, I'm excluding all of this other work or these other people. And it's really, though, focusing on that work that just makes you so happy and that you love doing. And so focusing in on nonprofits and making sure, you know, my content is all about that and that's who I'm going to reach out to help more just makes so much more sense. And the content is just flowing. It's been a lot of fun in the last few months to get that up and going. So I'm working on to build out even more with the Nonprofit Marketing Made Simple. I think it's going to be a great resource for even if you're on a board or if you're the director or staff. That so many times in a nonprofit, the staff is tasked with, they're doing fundraising and marketing and events and too many things. So if we can get something in their hands to help make that marketing piece simple or give them some new fun ideas and not also stuck in a rut that they're kind of doing the same things over and over, it means so much to me. And I would love to be able to help even more nonprofits get some new ideas going.
I love that. And I think we even said, we were talking about maybe serving like your ideal client as nonprofit women leaders. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, how when you get out there, you get more clarity. But we also said in the realm of nonprofit marketing, I think it was causes and organizations. So it's in the sphere. One of the things we do in that Own Your Lane roadmap is LinkedIn. Let's talk about LinkedIn for a minute, because I knew you told me, hey, Michelle, I'm pretty well known and I do work in my regional local area, but I really want to get out in a bigger scale. We identified LinkedIn as that place. So tell me how changing everything in LinkedIn and getting out there, how is that working for you?
Oh, it's been a huge difference of just instead of just posting kind of randomly or just scrolling through and leaving a few comments, to really, again, be intentional about what I'm doing and who I'm reaching out to and networking with and building those relationships with people outside of the community I'm in has been really important to me, and to share those ideas and see who else is in that space and just looking to network with other women leaders and see what they have to say too. But LinkedIn has been such a great place to get that part going for me.
The minute we turned on everything with your headline, it's boom. Now everyone knows you're in that industry. You're someone to know and to network and collaborate with. And it makes it easier for finding people, events and all the things, the newsletters. That's probably one of the best things was just, you know, I'm in the nonprofit marketing space. And I always say, look, this roadmap is the guardrails that you need to get out there. But I'm pretty much 100% going to guarantee the more you get out there, it's going to help you refine and polish it even more. Did you find that to be the case in the last several months since we've worked together?
Yes. And just really having that focus instead of trying to think of so many different, you know, you can get lost in so much content or networks and things like that, to just have it really narrow and know what you're looking for and who else to talk to in that space. It just really helps to make sure that, no shiny object syndrome that I can really focus in.
And you're John Maxwell certified leadership speaker. So you're doing a lot of speaking and workshops and training in your area. But now that you've put the lens and the nonprofit marketing, have you gone out and done those, or how is that helping you pivot to that area?
Yes, I think when you see some of those opportunities come up, and that you're too broad and talk about, well, I can do all of those things, when people are really looking for something specific. So being able to reach out to groups and saying, I can definitely help with this nonprofit or talk on these specific topics and be able to have the content and things to back it up. And instead of someone finding a website that talks about all kinds of different things, that it's really focused can really make a big difference.
I know you do a lot of lunch and learn. You love doing those. I think so. Now you put the lens of nonprofit, so it attracts even more people locally and in your regional area. So you've got your guardrail. It's been a couple months. You're really going to town. You have that newsletter and all the resources you're creating. I know when we did our brand accountability, it's all about where do you want to be in the next 12 months? And you've identified those really well, but you will have even more clarity, and it's just more light bulbs keep going off. And And the beautiful thing, and I'm speaking from my experience too, is those days that it seemed like back then when you were kind of unclear and all over the place, do they kind of disappear? Now I know why I'm here. Now I know what to post about. Now I know who I'm for. So did you find that to be like the cushion to help you on those days?
Yes, where I was really struggling. Like I said, I was just sort of stuck in a rut of not knowing. And nothing was really working though either, that, you know, you post about some stuff and maybe get a little bit of traction with it. But now that it's more targeted and people really resonated with it more, and I tell my clients all the time, it just makes more sense once you narrow down that you're talking to those best clients and things that people will really resonate with and understand. So it's been a huge help to be able to, when I'm brainstorming ideas for my own topics, my own content, I know exactly who I'm talking to. The ideas flow much easier now.
You wanted to share some real important lessons that you learned just getting out there. And then, of course, you're in the marketing sphere. So obviously, you have a lot of marketing expertise. But for other women who are struggling, you had shared some like 3 or 4 ideas. And I'd love to hear those if you could help champion other women who are kind of on the sidelines, maybe feeling the same way you felt.
Absolutely. And I know there are a lot of women, unfortunately, that do feel that way and feel stuck or aren't sure what to say. And when I talk to them about narrowing down or identifying that ideal client, and it can kind of overwhelm them and they think, oh, I don't want to exclude people. I don't want to narrow down. Like, it sounds, you know, scary, or that you're leaving business out there. So to lean into that a little, and even if it is kind of scary about doing it, once you do it, and once you really do identify, it's working with your best clients, and who doesn't want that? Like, you're doing your best work. It's people you love working with. And so to look at it that way, and you're not excluding anybody. There's plenty of people out there that, you know, well, there's someone else that focuses on them and can serve them well too. Mm-hmm. So to really focus in and to not be afraid of picking that narrow lane and focusing in on that ideal client or customer.
You're living proof that yes, it hurts, but you saw the stage before you did and then after. So it's almost like a no-brainer, but really honed in with the right people, or the people you want to work with, the people that you love. Like, wow, they could be my friend. They're my clients. We're going to continue to stay in touch because I really hit it off with them. And who doesn't want that? So there were a few more other tips I think you were wanting to share to champion people along to get out there.
You don't have to wait for it to be perfect. I think it was something that also stopped me for a long time, was I was going to wait till the website was perfect, or I was going to wait till I got new headshots, or I'm going to wait until all of these different things happen. Just start. Just start posting. Just start. The website can get updated later. Do the work and don't wait for perfect. You want it to be good and you want it to be professional. But I think a lot of times that's sort of what's stopping people from putting themselves out there, is that, well, I need all of these things first, then I'll do it. No, just start. You can add to it as you go along, refine it.
We self-judge ourselves probably way more than other people do. They're just so happy that you're out there with the solution that can help them, that you're there for them, and they found you. That is what we have to remember. If you're hidden and sitting in the sidelines waiting for perfect, perfect is a myth. You're missing out on the opportunities. You're missing out on the people that need you, and you're really slowing progress. That's my story. The 5 years I was waiting to leave my job, and I was just trapped in that hamster wheel of professional confusion, looking for clarity. You know, I was doing a bunch of different things and I kept kind of waiting too. That was another thing. I should have been out there building my brand, you know, putting myself out there. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because you learn as you go. And mm-hmm. even you, in the last couple months that you've gone in this narrow lane, you've probably learned even more now. But no one mm-hmm. would ever say that everything you did wasn't perfect. I mean, you were ready to go. But that's the thing. Once you get out there, the clarity and the confidence just really snowballs.
And being able to have that focus and connecting with people and focusing on how you can help them. That's what you have to have the focus on.
So it's not perfect, but let's focus on the purpose. Why are you here? What mm-hmm. is going to keep you in there? And so that was actually some really good lessons I think we all need to remind ourselves almost every day when we're putting something out there. One part wants us to do it, and then there's that inner critic that's like, but it's not perfect, so forget it. Just ship it out there, as Seth Godin says. So what is next for you, Katrina? What are you seeing in your space, and what are some of the things you want to be doing, getting out there with your platform?
I'm really hoping to put together some kind of framework or guide to help more of those nonprofits with the Nonprofit Marketing Made Simple. And getting that in front of some groups and getting some feedback on it. Nonprofits know that work is important. They're just so busy. Just need a little bit of help to, or the right questions to get them in that right space and know what are some ideas for getting on social media or for their next event. But right now I'm focused on a newsletter to share ideas and resources with those nonprofits. I want to help as many nonprofits as I can increase their reach in a simple way. It doesn't need to be overly complicated. They have limited resources a lot of the time. So how can we make it affordable as well?
We all need simple. I mean, we're just overwhelmed on a daily basis. And like you said, limited budget, staff, and all the things. So that's a breath of fresh air. And I know you speak too. And so I know there's a lot of speaking opportunities, podcasting that really can help you get that message out to these people. So I know they'll be awaiting you to share your frameworks and Nonprofit Marketing Made Simple way of doing. So Katrina, what's your best advice or words of wisdom or something that you can tell women who are kind of on the sidelines, maybe feeling unsure, unstuck, unknown? What's your best advice for them?
Great question, and super important too. I'm a team of one. There, I don't have a staff. So to me, it's having a group of people or a couple friends that can have that accountability, that can really ask you the tough questions, and you can bounce ideas off them. You can get their feedback. And probably one of my favorite things about the group I meet with is we also get to cheer each other on. So when we meet those goals and know how hard everyone is working, so yeah, to find that group for you of people that are going to cheer you on and ask you the tough questions and help you stay accountable and make sure that you're going to reach your goals.
That's kind of the term I either call your power partner or power teams. Yeah. And you want to select them wisely. Be very intentional, because I also think it has to be a working style that you all get along. I'm not that you're going to disagree, but they just kind of gel, you know, some of we just gel and they get us. It's just a really good vibe and fit. So that's something that's going on really well in your group. So how many people are in your accountability team?
There's three of us. We meet every month, and then we text and message each other in between, especially if there's, you know, deadlines or things we said we were going to do in between that time, that we make sure that we kind of help each other along. And if they're entrepreneurs, and to me, it's one of the toughest. I love what I do, but it's so tough when you're a team of, you need that group. You need other people that can help you along the way.
I always say, I'll let myself down, but I won't let other people down. That's another thing too. My former role, you know, an assistant, I had teams and stuff. And it's almost like you're used to delegating, you're used to other people helping you out. And so when you become a solo, it really is a huge mindset shift and productivity shift and all those things. We all lived by corporate deadlines and all those job deadlines. And so to have someone say, how's that coming? It's almost like that little internal nudge, you're not going to forget or not do it. So I love that advice. And that's something we can carry on. It doesn't cost anything. And there's so many people out there looking for it. So absolutely get your power team in check. Well, Katrina, I loved chatting with you. And I know there are people who want to check you out, especially those in the nonprofit space who need marketing help. Where can they find you?
Find me on LinkedIn, as we've talked about during this episode. That's where I'm spending some time now and want to build out that network. Katrina Osman, and on the website, cleverideasmarketing.com, and more to come with Nonprofit Marketing Made Simple.
I'll put the links to your profile and your website so they can sign up for your newsletter and all those things to see what is coming down the pipeline this year. Katrina, thank you again for sharing your story. Thank you again for sharing your lessons learned, the struggles you had, and now your successes as you're helping nonprofits, organizations, and causes make nonprofit marketing made simple. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, everybody, that's it for this week's episode. And until then, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. I'll catch you next time. Take care. That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Are you ready to get visible and build your personal brand? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get unstuck and get going today. And until next time, thanks for listening.